Hello, hello, there we are, there we are. The rains were great, weren't they? Yeah. Huh? I tell you what, fantastic. All right, so I just start with praying. Lord, we just thank you for the kids here and what a great group of kids we've got. Just amazing to see young people just thriving in church. And parents and the helpers just coming in and supporting. It's just fantastic to see. And I love this time of year, Lord. And we just come and we just celebrate who you are. Oh, you are awesome, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we call upon you right now as we're going to go over your word. And I'm going to try and stay within a time limit and not make eye contact with Jonathan as I do that. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to read 1 Peter 3:15. It says, "But in our hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but to do this with gentleness and respect." The hope that we have. Many people know how I became a Christian. But for me, there's a difference between how I became a Christian and why I'm a Christian. See, the how I became a Christian was because I'm lost. The why I'm a Christian is because I'm one who's now saved. Right? Because I've been saved. And there's a difference between needing saved and being saved, isn't it? It's just, that makes sense. That's not hard to get. I chose to call Jesus my Savior because he's the one that saved me. When no one else could. Now, I know that there may be some of you here that, well, I don't know everybody's story. I don't know everybody's story, but I know that everybody's story here needs a Savior. Whether you know it or not, you need a Savior. That's simple. It's simple. We can complicate it. But you need a Savior. If you're sitting on a fence and you're thinking, well, I hear this a lot when I tell people about my faith because, you know, some of my pals are, they have doubts. Even in light of all the evidence that they've seen in my life, they still have doubts and they'll say things like, "It's all right for you. It's all right for you. What, am I supposed to take your word for it? Like God's real? You're supposed to take my word for it. What do you mean? That's how you do new things. You hear about something new. What's that? And you go and ask somebody, do you know about this new thing? Yes, let me tell you about it. Here is the new thing. I think I will try the new thing. Okay, and that's how you do it, right? But when people are hungry, well, I don't know, when I'm hungry, I go looking for food. You know, I will go to, so before Naomi came and stayed with me, there wasn't a sweetie cupboard. Thank you, darling. There is now a sweetie cupboard. So, and it has to be stopped because I'm a good dad. So if I'm hungry, I'm going to the fridge, I'm going to the freezer, I'm going to go and get food. If I'm cold, I'm going to go and put heating on. So why is it when we need saved, people are dubious about stepping into the arms of a Savior? Strange, isn't it? It's strange. When we need all these other things, we'll go seeking it. But when it comes to needing saved, and we hear this good news, of what is the good news? It's Emmanuel. What is that? What's God with us? Is God with us? No. I know God is with me. Why? Well, because there was a time when I wasn't with God. And I measure these things up. The same way a day when I'm hungry. Chris with food. Happy Chris. Chris without food. So it's we come at this time of year and we hear about Emmanuel, God with us, and people are so keen to find reasons why God isn't here. All the bad things that are happening. We heard the people will. You'll find what you're looking for. You want to find reasons to be miserable and you want to find There's plenty. There's plenty. But there has to become a paradigm shift. There has to be a change in perspective. There has to be a change in what you're looking for. Because if you can change that and you can start to see the good, then you will find the good. You'll get what you're looking for. If you start to change what it is that you're seeking, man, God's no hiding. It's like, isn't he? Like, just hide here, they'll never get me. He's like, he's open and he's out there and he's like, come on, I want you. It's like, if you, you know, come to the source, come and be saved. I'm with you. I'm with you. But I need you to be with me. See, that's the thing. So long, I didn't have God in my life. And there was a time when I had God and I turned my back on him, which, let me tell you, is worse than never knowing him. It's worse than never knowing him. But then, he's just a gracious God. He's a merciful God. I want to read a wee bit of something that I think just... I love this. Psalm 103, I'm going to read the start of it. And it says, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases, redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. That is all right, that, isn't it? Is that not good? So, forgives my sins. So here is the thing. Without God, I'm crushed under the weight of my sin. Let's go even back further than that. I didn't even know I was sinning half the time. See, that's the thing. I was unaware. Ignorance is bliss for but a short time. It's bliss for a short time. Then God comes in and I'm not going to candy coat it to folk. It's like there are people out there, and this is a time of year, isn't it? This is a time of year you're going to be getting phone calls. Aye, hello, aye, so your PC's got a virus. My PC's got a virus? Aye, your PC's got a virus. All right, what do I need today? Well, if you just give me your bank details. And what? And we'll fix your PC, but not only that, we're going to send you a brand new computer. And we'll give you your money back after you've paid for it. Oh, that sounds like there's 100% here. There's no downside. Oh, there's no downside. Huh? Oh, the scams are coming out. 100% upside. No downside. Huh? There's no downside. The scams, all the cons. It all comes out. It's a lie. It won't stand. See, the difference between God, though, is that God can never be a lie. Why? Because he is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes. So he stands as truth. And right now he's saying, come on, you need me. You need me. And there's people that are standing on a fence. They know they need something. If we come through a church, it's because we're looking for something. But most people don't want to hear a gospel message. You can go and tell people, I read the Bible sometimes. And go, all right, what bit? It's all good, the middle bit. And they just want to get rid. Just want to get rid of you. Because it's uncomfortable, isn't it? And it was uncomfortable for me when I came to the Lord and I was made aware of my sin. Because I had to battle with it. I had to learn what was good. I had to learn what was right. I'd live my life upside down and backwards. See, what most normal, everyday living people would have been like, ah, well, that is wrong. You shouldn't do that. I'm like, ah, well, seems right to me. That's what I need today to survive, and I'm not really caring about anybody else because it's a dog-eat-dog world. And then, you know, God comes in and he heals the hard heart, it says there. Forgives my sins, heals all my diseases. My heart was hard. My sin was rampant. I was crushed under the weight of it. But then what does God do? God comes and he takes it. He forgives the sin, casts it as far as east is from the west. He heals disease, redeems me from death. I mean, come on. crowns me with love and tender mercies. It all is good. Yep. Fills me with good things, and my youth is renewed. I know that he's a looking you like. Yep, his youth has been renewed. Look at him. Not a day over 19. So, listen. If you don't know God, and people are coming to try and sell you, because that's what it feels like, isn't it? Ah, they're trying to sell me a con. Aye, oh, Jesus, aye. Christianity, is it? Huh? I've heard it. And people, listen, people are scared of being hurt. People are scared of being sold a dummy. But God isn't a con. Jesus isn't here to sell a dummy. And I started to think about this. I was like, this word I listened last night. Jonathan would have hit the roof. I had about 20 pages and it was everywhere. He was like, you all right, da? I'm like, no, I'm not all right. Because you do something, don't you? And then you're like, I'll just go back and have a wee look. And then you start changing it and then you get lost. And I starts twitching and all that, starts stressing out. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about God with us. And I was thinking about, well, why do I want to tell people about being a Christian? Why do I want to share my faith? Is it because Jesus died for my sins? Partly. But I want to even, it's not because Jesus died and rose for me. It's because before he even done that, he stepped down from the heavenly realms. He stepped off the throne to become a child, born in a manger, born in poverty, to show me how to live before he'd already planned to die for me. What kind of love is that? That's a love that just transcends my wee brain. He stepped down to become a child in a manger. Why? To be with us. To be with me. To be with you. What a great God. What a great God to come and meet our need. To come and show us how we're supposed to do it. I needed to be shown. Like I am, without God, I'm an idiot. Like, full on, super stupid, kind of stupidity, wears a cape, flies into a wall. Boom, boom, boom. That's, but with God, there is so much more. And I'm going to be quick. Without God, without him, Job 7:16, it says, I waste away and loathe my life. I'll not live forever. Oh man, that sounds, well, that sucks. Doesn't it? That sucks. What? Loathe my life, will not live forever. I don't know if any of you have been there. I've been there. Ah, man, I've been there, and it's rubbish. I ain't going back. But let's go back to Psalm 103. About to have your spirits raised. People, listen to this. Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He does so many. Oh, what a great God. Forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases, redeems me from death, crowns me with love and tender mercies, fills me with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Is that not amazing? Come on, that's amazing, isn't it? Get in there. Come on, yes, yes, that's it. And when he heals our diseases and he sets us free from sin, what does that mean? It means we don't have to bear them eternally. If any of you this year maybe been feeling that you've been bearing a lot and it's just been getting added to you and you've nowhere to put it, but you've got no strength to carry it anymore, and you just feel, man, I've had enough. And a lot of people come to this time of year and instead of being, like, some people are like, well, you know, this time of year, it's commercial. It's commercial. So what? Shut up. So what? If that's what you're going to focus on that. I don't know about TK Maxx then. But I want to focus on the good side of this. Listen, I love Christmas trees. I love lights. I love pigs and blankets. I love Christmas crackers. And I love presents. Who doesn't he? You need to be mental not to like all that stuff. And what's wrong with it? No, listen. Normal life can be hard. Let's a bit of colour, a bit of love, a bit of sparkly lights injected into the situation. Come on now. Huh? And we decorations, you press and they're spinning round and there's lights and it's Royal David City, but played really badly because it only cost you £4 for a B&M, but you're like, yes. I love all that. But what I love more is I love the fact that I am saved. I love the fact that even though I'm saved, I'm not telling you, come be a Christian. Life's going to be fantastic and we'll just skip through the streets together. Life's going to throw curveballs and some of them are going to smash you right in the kisser sometimes. That's just the way of it. But I tell you what, with God, at least I won't loathe my life. At least I know that there's going to be a strength that's going to come from somewhere that's going to let me stand up and be able to take whatever is coming. Because greater is He. Yeah? Yeah? Aye? What? The sin at what? The sin at world? Come on. My God loves me. Not only did my God die for me, but He came and He showed me how to live. What a great God to step down from that. You think you're ever going to see a prime minister or a politician like that? No, it's time for me to step down. I'm going to show you how to do it right. Of course you're no. They're all crooks. I mean, they're not all crooks. I don't want to get sued. I don't know if I can get sued. But the majority of them, crooks. But Jesus isn't here to sell as a dummy. Jesus is here to save. He's here to save. Do you need saved? I need saved. Huh? You one of them ones that goes up and gets saved every week? Huh? Say the prayer every week, right? Doing that? I don't care. Get in there. Love God. He wants to meet with you. He wants to hold you. Whatever it is that you're going through right now, I'm not going to say there's going to be a magic wand and it's going to be okay. But with God, we're better. We are better with Emmanuel. We are better with God with us than we are without. And even though it's hard with God, He won't be beaten because He'll never leave nor forsake us. He raises us up in wings like eagles. His love is made perfect in our weakness. What a great God, because I'm weak all the time. So I need Him. I want to stay in Him. That brokenness, what a great place to be in. Why is brokenness a great place to be in? Because God, we need Him more in those times. And He meets our needs. So right now we come not just to celebrate God coming down from the heavenly realm, but God coming down to show us how to live. So if you're not sure, and if you have any doubts, come and ask folk. Share their story. We're not here for nothing. Like, my life, some of yous know, some of yous don't. My life is chalk and cheese. I've sat down, laid down, and moved in to the valley of the shadow of death, and I lived there for years. In fact, I was probably, there's no logical reason why I'm here, breathing in and out, doing what I'm doing. There is no logical reason why my daughter should be staying with me. There's no logical reason. There's only a supernatural reason, and it's because Jesus moves, and out of the valley of the shadow of death, I walked into those green pastures down by that nice lake. Yeah? Because God is true to His word. He came, showed us how to live, died for us, rose for us, so that we're going somewhere. Are we going somewhere? Aye, we're going somewhere. That's right, we're going somewhere because the promises of God are there to be stood on. So I want to encourage anybody that feels as if they're in the valley of the shadow of death, get up on your feet, get your hands in the air and say, Lord, help me. He will help you. Somebody will come along, take your hand, and they will lead you out of that place. Listen, I don't know when, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy, and I'm not saying it's going to be the way you want, but God heals us, God loves us, and He will never leave nor forsake us. So right now, we're going to stand upon the promises of God. Yes? Yes, come on. Come on. Thank you, God.
Thanks, Chris. It's too often, isn't it, just to think, I'm actually okay. You know, I've not been a bad person. I've actually maybe even been a good person and been the person who's been there for everybody, doing things for everybody. But just think inside, when you think about God's standard rather than your standard. Where do you sit? If you were to come before God right now, you could say, you know, I've done all these good things. Don't they outweigh the bad stuff? And the reality is God would just turn and say, do you know my son? Do you know my son? Because it is only through Jesus that we can have eternal life. Not the good we do. It is only through Jesus. It says in the Bible that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read out a prayer. There's these books that you would have probably come across. And I'd encourage you to read through this and actually take this seriously, because this is life and death, to put it bluntly. It's life and death. Okay? I've been in a setting before where somebody actually had a heart attack during the service, and the person up front said, this is life and death. Maybe you need to get yourself sorted today. Okay, hopefully we're not going to have that today, but that is the reality of it, isn't it? Is we don't know what's going to be around the corner. But are you 100% confident inside that you are going to be with Jesus? That you are actually in that relationship with him and moving forward with him today? On page 24 in this version of it, there's a prayer that I'm going to read. And I'd encourage you, if you've never taken that step, or even if you have taken that step in the past, but you're just not sure where you actually fully stand today, I'm going to read it, and I'd encourage you to read it with me and to actually mean it for yourself. And just say it in your heart. It says, Lord Jesus Christ. See that? It's Lord. Lord means master. Lord means God. That you are going to be Lord of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things I have done wrong in my life. Take a few moments to ask forgiveness for anything particular that's on your conscience, anything that God may bring to mind. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So I'd encourage you today, take that step forward and act on it, and then speak to us, and we'd love to work with you to encourage you on your journey. And it is a journey. It's not a one-time moment, it's a journey. But being part of a church where you can actually be part of a family, you actually have brothers and sisters around you to be with you and encourage you on that journey. So we're now going to carry on in a time of worship.